Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. What's up, everyone, and welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today. Now, before we get into this episode, I have a quick question. I already did a poll on Instagram, but just in case y'all don't follow me on Instagram, I will put a link in the description and you can follow me there on Instagram and Twitter. Now, the poll was, if I made merch, would y'all do it? Would y'all buy it? Not do it. Would y'all buy it? Now, I was joking about it with like a couple friends, and then I was talking to like another set of friends and they were like, oh, you should do merch. And I was like, oh, for real? Because I was going to mention that to y'all, but, you know, whatever. They said they would buy it. People on Instagram said they would buy it. But I just know, would y'all buy it if you're already not, you know, following me and didn't answer on Twitter or whatever? I have some ideas for some things. Start out simple, like with a little shirt or whatever. But if y'all would buy it, like, I would make them. Like, I have ideas, and I think they're going to be really super cute. But yeah, let me know. Message me. And let me know if you would wear it. Because I really appreciate the support y'all give me. So, anyway, okay, so this episode is going to be about something different. But let's talk about the Oscars. Because, oh my God, I said Oscars in my cat. His name is Oscar, and he's looking. But, okay, let's talk about the award ceremony, the Oscars. Y'all, now, I'm not big on award shows. I haven't watched them in years. They're just not entertaining anymore to me. Like, when I was younger, you know, I would love them because I get to see all these people that I admired. But, it, like, they've just been really boring. Like, nothing's, you know. And then a lot of time at the Oscars, in the last 10 years I can remember, the movie ain't been that good that they've been nominating. So, whatever. Now, I'm going to tell you, the only reason why I even seen what I'm about to talk about live was because I was with my granny, and she was watching, and she watches all that. And as soon as it happened, I was like, wait a minute, and I had to jump straight online. I had to get on Twitter, Instagram, and like, I was like, nah, ain't no fucking way. I just, like, seen that. Y'all, I get on Instagram, and y'all know that rapper Kamethazine? He said that nigga Will Smith just slapped the shit out of Chris Rock. And I was like, okay, so maybe I did see that. I get on Twitter, it's trending. Like, there's, like, 50 trends. Talking about, was that real? Was that real? We're talking about Wild Will, what the hell happened, and Will Smith was trending, Chris Rock was trending, and it was a lot. Now, if y'all don't know what the hell I'm talking about the slap, Chris Rock got up there and said, Jada, I love you, G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see you. Now, if you don't know, Jada Pinkett Smith has shaved all her hair off because she has alopecia. Now, if y'all don't really know what alopecia is, it's basically like your hair just falls out in clumps. That's basically what I can tell you. You're bald and like all over and you lose hair. Now, there's different degrees of it. I'm not really sure which form she kind of has. There's different types. So, all I know is she cut her hair off. And this was a while ago, I want to say. Like a couple years ago. So, I don't know why he chose to say. I don't know why he said it last night, whatever. And after he said it, Will Smith got up, walked on stage, slapped the shit out this man. Now, I feel like he was trying to punch him. And it just, I don't know, like, that's what I feel like, because the way he did it, that didn't look like he was just going for a slap. That looked like he was trying to go for a punch to me, but I don't know. Either way, it's whatever. then, like, Chris Rock is like, Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me. And Will Smith is literally screaming from his seat, keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth. Like, he said it twice. And he stands at the top of his lungs. Like, shut the fuck up because you're not going to say shit about his wife. Now, this is all I want to talk about now. Before I get into that, that's the energy I need behind my name. I'm just saying, like, that's the energy from friends, family, lovers, all that shit. Like, somebody say some shit about me, handle that. But this is my thing. Chris Rock is a comedian. Now, when it comes to comedy, a lot of things are just, you know, like, there's really nothing off limits. Now, back in the day when I was younger, we could talk about X, Y, and Z and there would be no problem. No one would blink an eye. Obviously, now, you know, in the recent years, there's a lot of things that are off limits with comedy and in general. Now, I don't know. I mean, he could have said that about anybody who shaved their head. Maybe he didn't know she had alopecia. Maybe he just thought she cut her hair, you know. Maybe she thought it was just something she was, like, a style. I don't know. I mean, I don't think he would have said that about somebody he knew who had cancer. But, like I said, he's a comedian. They say things all the time. Now, my understanding, I thought Will Smith was, like, a little comedian, too. So, I kind of thought he would have got it. But I don't know if... I've heard mixed opinions about why he did it. You know, people obviously don't opinions are just like, he did it because she was upset because he was laughing to begin with. Then he looked at her and she was pissed. So that's why he got up there and slapped her. I don't know. He could have just been like, you talked about my wife. I'm about to handle that and shut that shit down right now. I don't know. Now, like I said, in comedy, there's certain things that people just say and like you're supposed to let it go. All this stuff. Now, I don't have any issues with hair loss. I don't have anything, especially to that degree. The only time I have hair loss is when I'm trying to detangle my hair and I'm getting frustrated and I'm just yanking my shit out because that's just me because I get tired of. But yeah, like, that's it. So, I mean, I don't know. The people with alopecia, I don't know if y'all, like, I'm not saying I have a bunch of people, but I don't know if they're upset about it. Like, I don't know if they were like, that's funny or like, you know, like, is that really, like, rude or whatever? Like, you know, like, I don't know what the people in my community would assume is rude. Now, the joke was in. I've never really thought Chris Rock was that funny. Now, he's had some funny parts in movies. And that doesn't mean he necessarily wrote those parts, you know. I've kind of been off of Chris Rock for a while when he was like, white people can say the N-word and all that stuff, like certain people and that whole thing back in the day. If y'all know what I'm talking about, just like go Google it. It was a whole thing. And, but yeah, I've been kind of off of him after that. So, I was just like, and nothing he says is really funny to me. I've never really cared for him anyway. So, it was just one of those things. But yeah, look, y'all, was he wrong for going up there on live television and, like, slapping Chris? Like, what's y'all's opinion? Because me and my family were joking about this morning in the group chat, and I was just like, shit, that's what's feeling coming out. Like, you know, my mom was like, that's just a side we never get to see. And I'm just like, you know, obviously he's portrayed one way. You know, everybody thinks he's like this. How can I put this? So basically, you know, we've watched Will for years. And he's always had this persona of this goofy little fun guy. He's not really violent, you know. when he raps, he doesn't cuss or anything. You know, he's like this perfect little person, you know, we all admire. He basically can't do no wrong in anybody's eyes, that type of person. Like, me and my sister were literally talking about, like, a couple days ago, like, how he doesn't cuss in his raps. And, like, he's become one of those people where we just see him a certain way. So, even when, it, like, when he went from comedy roles to, like, serious roles, everyone was kind of like, the hell are you doing? But they all liked him because he's a good actor. So, everyone's like, well, it's Will. He's a good actor. You know, we like him. He's funny. So we'll let him do these serious roles. And then he's really good at it. And then I'm like, oh, okay. So he's not just this fucking goober. And people respect him. So my thing was, I'm just like, since it was Will Smith, are y'all okay? Like, was it okay for him to do that? Because I'm pretty sure if it was anybody else, it would have been an issue. Well, more of an issue. Or should he just have waited until, like, after the fact? Or, hell, he could just wait until after that award got done presenting and they went backstage and Will was like, hey, bruh, don't be talking shit about my wife. Like, you know, whatever. Now, this ain't the first time Will slapped somebody on camera. There was, I think, a movie premiere back in the day. And I want to say, like, the interviewer tried to kiss him or something. And Will was, like, slapped him like, hey, bruh, don't do that. Okay, I get that. Like, I would probably have slapped somebody too, and I'd be like, why the fuck is you trying to kiss me? I get that. But y'all, this is the Oscars, the Academy, all this stuff. Like, y'all, like, do y'all think he should have waited? That's my thing. Like, I don't give a damn. Do what you want to do, because shit, that ain't got nothing to do with me. That's the most entertaining shit to come out the damn show, as usual. Some dumb shit like that. So, I mean, he stood up for his wife. You know, he loves her, even though she been having him looking real fucking dumb. But he loves her. And that's all that matters, I guess. So, you know, whatever. But let's talk about my man Diddy coming up there, being the man he is. And if y'all want to talk shit about Diddy, we could go. I don't care what y'all got to say about that man. That's my man. I'm going to stick beside him. Now, anyway, he got up there and he was like, you know, who knew this would be like the most interesting Oscars? And he was like, Chris and Will, we going to settle this like family at the gold party and all this stuff. And apparently they did settle it. You know, shit happens. But, I mean, hey, whatever. They probably known each other for 20 plus years. They probably said shit a lot. I guess in Will's mind, they just took it too far. To be honest, Chris could have took it further, but hey, he ain't me. He ain't me, because, I mean, I probably would have said something else, but beautiful gowns, I guess. That was a nice color, though. The gown itself, whatever. But anyway, you know, beautiful gowns. But yeah. But this is another thing I want to talk about now. But yeah, before I get into that, y'all, let me know your opinion. Should Will have waited? Was the violence necessary? And yes, obviously it was violence because you slapped somebody and the LAPD got involved, if y'all wanted to know. And they asked Chris if he wanted to press charges. Chris said no. But they did say that if he wanted to press charge at a later time, they were more than happy to help. And I mean, you know, it is what it is. If Chris decides he wants to do it, yay. I'm screaming. My cat is looking at me because y'all, the same cat. If y'all, this is random, but if you didn't know, his name is Christopher Oscar Evans Griffith. Named after his daddy, Chris Evans. Only thing different is the middle name, because I didn't really want a junior and I thought Oscar was a cute name. But besides the point, every time I say Chris or Oscars, he looks. But yeah, anyway, back to what I was saying. But yeah, so if Chris wants to press charges, he can. mean, hey, if you want to, hey, do whatever. You got the evidence. I mean, it was seen around the world. There's abundance of witnesses. I mean, if you look at it from a legal standpoint, Will really had no reason to come slap him. So, I mean, you know, y'all know where I'm going with this. Like, Will really could have gotten some trouble. So, it is what it is. The Oscars says they don't condone violence. They're here to celebrate the movies and shit and all that stuff, you know. But yeah, let's get into another thing I want to talk about. Now, speaking of Diddy, or Love, as he goes by now, but I feel like if I call him Love, y'all gonna be like, who the fuck is you talking about? Because y'all don't keep on my mans like I do. That's okay. Now, I was scrolling through his little Instagram story. And he's got, like, a little video, like, I guess, I don't know if that's, like, right after the Oscars, or it was at the Gold Party, I don't know. Anyway, he's back there with Robert De Niro. I love him. I love Robert De Niro. And I'm telling you one thing. If you don't know nothing else about Robert De Niro, just know he gonna keep a sister on his arm. No matter what. He gonna keep one. Now, y'all. Man. That man makes some beautiful children. I just want y'all to know, I've never seen his kids. The only reason why, like I said, I'm scrolling through Brother Love's page. And he's talking to Robert De Niro, and then he says, he flashed up to this young man, looking kind of fine. And he's talking about, this is his nephew. Talking about, yeah, I'm with Robert De Niro and his son, my nephew, whatever the boy name was. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, okay, so me being me, I decided to Google Robert De Niro's children. He got four boys. He got a set of twins and two individuals. So he got four kids. I think the twins are the same age as me. He got, so basically three sets of kids, three baby mamas. But they all cute. So I was like, I can't tell you the varying ages. I don't remember, but I just know, but I'm pretty sure I saw that the twins are 26. Now, I don't know which one I was looking at. I tried to find them, but you know how Google don't really be having up-to-date images all the time, but they all semi-sort of kind of look like, because, you know, they have the same dad. There's certain features. But I don't know who the fuck I was looking at. Either way, young man was very handsome. I just didn't realize that Mr. De Niro had them three baby mamas. I went down the whole little rabbit hole. Just like last night, I went down another rabbit hole that I want to talk about next week. But yeah, if y'all ain't never seen Robert De Niro's sons, please. Please, y'all go look. Because not me already on Google looking at him. Okay, y'all. Here's one of them, Julian Henry De Niro. He is 26. He real cute. You know, he real cute. And then the other twin is Aaron Kendrick De Niro. Now, he a little cutie patootie. He looked like a little... The older he gets, I'm looking at this picture, the more Caucasian he is looking. He's kind of like the DeBarges, like how they looked like Hispanic when they were younger, even though they're not Hispanic. The older they get, the more white they look. That's what, y'all think I'm playing. Please look at the DeBarges, because they just look Spanish. And I've even had, like, Spanish people say that, like, I remember this girl when I was younger, she really thought, like, they had some, like, Spanish origins or something. And I was like, girl, I just thought they had a black mom, white daddy. That's what I was told, which is true. But yes, the older they get, the more Caucasian they look. Because look at L. He looked like a white man. Anyway, back to the children. I'm sorry. Now, then he has one Rafael De Niro, he is 45. And there's Elliot, and he is 24. Now, I don't know which one I was looking at, but they're all kind of cute. I'm pretty sure it was one of the younger ones, obviously, not the 45-year-old. But yeah, they're cute. I don't know why. Like, I don't know why I just didn't think he had kids. I don't know what the fuck it was. Like, I don't know. But when I seen him, I was just like, okay, he kind of... he kind of cute. Like, okay, I get it. Like, I get the vibes. Now, that one son, Raphael, he looks really white, but he ain't bad looking. But yeah, yeah, I don't know. Me and my friends are talking about it, and we have to Google it, because I was like, hold on. Something, yeah, no. Yeah, just heads. And, y'all, I'm not going to lie. When Robert De Niro was younger, he wasn't too bad looking. He wasn't, you know, he was a little looker. He wasn't too bad. It really just depends on what you were looking at. He had his moments. I'm sorry. Y'all, this one picture of young Robert De Niro, he is so fine. But anyway. Anyway. Y'all, just go look at his sons. Like, it's... I don't know. Y'all, I don't know. Anyway... Oh, so what was y'all's take on the Oscars? Y'all, I didn't give a shit. Like I said earlier, I don't watch them. My granny was watching them. I wasn't interested in any of it. I mean, literally, like, let me tell you the only thing I cared about saying. When Brother Love, Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, creator Sean John, Ciroc, all that good stuff. When he said he was going to, you know, get up there and present or do some shit, whatever, I was like, my man's okay. I'll just watch a clip on YouTube. But I wound up watching my granny. I didn't really get two shits about the show, but she wanted to watch it, whatever. Slap happened. I was like, damn. Couldn't really tell you what else was happening after that because I was just like too busy reading people's comments and shit and trying to figure out what the fuck was going on. Because, you know, here they cut the audio out. And stuff, and all, so we didn't hear, but luckily they didn't cut it off in, like, Japan and Australia and shit, so we got to hear what Will was saying. I'm sorry, but this shit, Chris was like, this man Wilson just came and slapped the shit out of me. Like, this man was stunned. I'd be stunned, too, because I feel like if I just say some dumb shit, like, your bald-headed wife, it look like G.I. Jane or something, like, at least he didn't say it like that. But still, you come and slap me on TV, like, shut the fuck up, Fresh Prince. Like, like, bro, your wife cheated on you with August Alsina. Shut the fuck up. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I just, like, I couldn't take you serious. I'm sorry. I have tears. I'm sorry, but that shit is so funny to me. But other... that shit was boring. I'm sorry. I couldn't tell you what the fuck who won. I just know Jessica Chastain, I think it was Best Actress. And that was for the eyes of Tammy Faye. But she deserved that. That was a really good movie. I love that movie. So, you know, I love a good biopic. But I did love that. I'm glad she won. Something called, I think it's pronounced Coda, won Best Picture. I don't know what the fuck that is. So, you see what I'm saying? Like, the shit that be at the Oscars now, just because I don't watch it don't mean nothing. I don't know what genre it was, what the fuck it's about. Like I said, I don't watch half them shits. Like, it is what it is. Chris Evans made an appearance on screen. Something about Buzz Lightyear and something else. I forgot what the fuck he said. Anyway, But yeah, like there wasn't nothing I cared about. But yeah, y'all, what's your opinions on Oscars? Like, do y'all watch award shows? Was this the best Oscar in the last 10, 15 years? Probably ever. I'm sorry, I can't get off. This man really slapped the shit out of me. Oh, y'all, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, that's just funny to me. Now, let me tell you, like, me and my family, we're so crazy. So, basically, but, y'all, I'm sorry. This is just funny to me because we were, like, the only reason why Will got up there and did that was because, you know, the Negro community already think he a weak ass, you know, because he sat up there. First of all, your wife admitted to cheating on you with her son's friend. Sickly friend at that. I'm not saying because you sick, you can't get your little freak on. But I'm like, if y'all knew how bad August was, like, sick and his health issues. I've been like, girl, my thing, I'd be like, I'm going to take you to the hospital and stuff and get you some treatment or something. Because the last thing you need to be is in the coochie. But whatever. I don't know how bad his illness was at that point. Anyway. But she is sitting there admitting on TV. And you gotta love the hell out this woman. For what reason? I don't know. But apparently there's been plenty of times she didn't have him out here looking stupid. But whatever. He loves this woman. I don't know what demon coochie she got to make this man stay. But I'm like, she had you boo-hooing and you became a whole fucking meme when you were upset over this lady cheating on you and you stayed with her. So my, like, we were just like, I guess he had to get up and prove that he ain't no weak-ass bitch, nigga, and all this stuff. And that's why he got up and slapped Chris Rock. You slapped Chris Rock. Like, boy. Bitch, you didn't try to fuck with Dwayne Johnson. I bet you wouldn't try that shit with him. Hell. But yes, y'all, like, I don't know. We were just joking about it because we really think he just got up to try to prove himself. Because where was this, you know, when, like, people were making fun of you and shit about getting cheated on and all this stuff? And I just feel like maybe you should have had that energy for Jada when she was cheating on you and she was telling you. And I'm not saying slap her, that's definitely not what I'm saying, but I just feel like, where was this anger and stuff? Like, I get you're probably hurt, but I felt like you should have been angry too. And I would have been like, look, bald-headed wench, we's a done deal. I'm the moneymaker of this family any fucking way, so you got the role. Whatever, I don't know, but I do know, say it's cheaper to keep her, what the fuck ever. So it is what it is. But yeah, I just want to know what y'all opinion. Like I said earlier, should he have waited? Was that like a bad time? Or was he in the right? It is what it is, you know. Also, I want to know y'all opinions on the De Niro boys. Y'all gonna... I really don't know what y'all think about them because there are some cuties. I didn't even know they existed. I'm glad I do. Shout out to Diddy for that, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have known these men were alive. Also, let me know about the merch, y'all. Do y'all want, like, what do y'all want? Tell me. Because I'm just like, I feel like I'm going to start out with shirts and do just a limited number of them and see how well they do, and then, excuse me, change it up a little bit for the next drop. You know, whatever. Just let me know what y'all are feeling. If y'all want a tumbler, a little coffee mug, let your girl know. But as always, there will be a link in the description with my social medias, personal and for this. Message me, DM me, whatever, about everything I asked you. I know I was probably all over the place, but that was just a wild ass night. So your girl's about to go head to class, because yes, this is a late recording of this episode, because went to work, took a nap, did some studying, and now I got to go take a test. So y'all wish me luck on that. But yeah, y'all, just let me know about everything, and I will see y'all next time. Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About today. Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.